From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, new theories about what happened to Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 and how data sent from the plane to satellites is affecting the search.
But first, today, Russia shipped more troops and equipment into Crimea and overnight began massing troops on the border with Ukraine, which brought Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel to the German parliament to denounce Moscow, saying it's clearly trying to bully its weaker neighbors with methods that remind her of 19th century European power politics. And today, Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. would not recognize the outcome of Sunday's vote, in which the majority of Crimeans will more than likely decide to join Russia. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is in Kiev, where Ukrainians are watching the news on the borders and in the Crimean Peninsula warily. Eleanor, what is happening in Kiev?
Well, today and yesterday, I'm staying on the main Maidan Plaza square where the protest took place. Ukrainians from all over, you know, even out of town from Kiev, have been coming here to look at the graves. There's flowers and candles set up. And they're sort of in a state of complete shock because they're watching the news and they're hearing that 80,000 Russian troops are doing maneuvers at their border. And yesterday, the Ukrainian security advisor said that, you know, he was giving time in hours that the Russian troops could be in Kiev within 3 hours. And people out there truly, some of them truly think that the Russians could invade. And, you know, the Ukrainian parliament also passed a bill to start a National Guard with 60,000 men. And you have young men out there, even older guys in their 40s, saying that they would sign up to fight. It's a very strange calm. Things are sort of normal, but people know that this calm and this normality could be shattered at any moment.
Well, talk a bit about the vote on Sunday. I know you're in Kiev, in the Western European-leaning part of the country of Ukraine, but in the peninsula of Crimea, of course, they're voting on whether or not to secede. Now, just a brief history thumbnail, Crimea given to the then Soviet Republic of Ukraine in 1954, Crimea upgraded to a Soviet Socialist Republic itself in 1991, but right after that, the Soviet Union collapses. Crimea subsequently pulled back in 1992 on some of its claims of self-governance. So this brings us to the two questions being put before Crimeans on Sunday. One, are you in favor of the Autonomous Republic of Crimea reuniting with Russia? Or two, are you in favor of restoring the constitution of the Republic of Crimea of 1992? Again, this is when Crimea had thought it was going to have self-governance. So going back to a more independent rather than autonomous region. What's the sense in Kiev of what people in Crimea are going to do?
Well, I think people in Kiev believe that the people in Crimea are going to vote to secede because, well, actually, in both cases, they will secede because they feel that they're under the pressure of the gun. They say, you know, they do recognize that a lot of people there have close ties with Russia, but those who don't want to secede, you know, the Tatars, and there are people there in Crimea that don't, they don't have a voice. They've been beaten up and intimidated. So it's not a free vote. People say it's an illegal vote. It's not a free vote. And it was organized in 1 week, which they say is impossible. It's an impossible situation. And I've talked to a lot of people today, you know, how are you going to stay in front of your TVs? What are you going to do? And many of them are saying, we're not going to pay attention to it because it's absolutely illegal. And the less attention we give it, the better. Nevertheless, they're still very nervous about it. This is, you know, Crimea is a part of Ukraine. People go there on their vacations. It's, you know, it had a lot of autonomy. It is far from Kiev, but it's still their homeland, and they can't imagine that all of a sudden, under the gun, they're going to leave Ukraine as a country. People are still shocked by how quickly this has come about.
Well, I want to ask you, you say the two questions being put to Crimeans are essentially the same. Fred Weir of the Christian Science Monitor earlier this week thought that perhaps they weren't, that the idea of joining Russia is obviously clear, but the second question about becoming more independent and having self-governance but still would still put Crimea somewhat in Ukraine's orbit and would then prevent Ukraine from joining NATO because it would have a region it didn't have control over. And he thought that was an important differentiation. Are Ukrainians not seeing it that way?
Well, I don't think Ukrainians have gone that far in their thinking yet. What they're seeing now is they're stunned that this referendum has come together in a week. They're comparing it to Scotland, which they say has taken 2 years to prepare a referendum. You know, you've hastily prepared it in a week. People are voting under the gun. They don't think people will really, in Crimea, will be able to express their true feelings. Are you going to vote no when you have, you know, Russian, pro-Russian soldiers and forces everywhere? you know, harassing journalists and people who are against separation from Ukraine. So I don't think they've even gotten to the point of what it's exactly going to mean. They think it's a complete illegal encroachment on their territory. Russia de facto is already controlling Crimea, and many Ukrainians feel that it's just a first step that Russia may try to come into the come onto mainland Ukraine in the east and, you know, and then want to hold referendums in eastern cities with many Russian, ethnic Russians. So they, some people think it's just the beginning. So they're just still stunned that it's going to happen, that it's so hastily prepared, and that it's under the gun. And they say it's illegal. If Crimea is going to secede from Ukraine, it should be all of Ukraine that votes on it.
Well, there was a clash last night in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk between pro-Russian and pro-Ukrainian demonstrators. One person was killed. We are hearing that in Crimea, even though many people are looking forward to the vote, they're also there's a run on the banks. They've had to restrict how much cash people can take out. What are people doing in Kiev as they anticipate the vote in Crimea?
Yeah, people here are sort of calm. It's sort of like this impending doom. But at the same time, many people have said, you know, if they do vote to secede and we lose Crimea, so be it. We're going to move towards Europe. We want a forward-looking, democratic country without corruption. You know, people are not running on the banks or anything. They feel safe here, but they just wonder how far Russia's going to go.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Kiev.